Welcome to Freedom of Mind, where there's no filter for self-expression and an open-minded approach on popular culture.
Freedom of Mind. Hey. Boy Ray Will.
Hey.
I don't know if y'all heard me. It's your boy Ray Will. We over there screaming and hollering.
Yeah,
okay.
I jumped ahead of time.
It's all good to the good. So, all right, we're gonna talk about might be a sensitive subject to others. But yeah, we're gonna get it out of the way. Gold diggers. Gold diggers. Right. I'm not the biggest Kanye West fan. I don't think I've ever was a Kanye West fan.
He knows. He sang a few or two of those songs.
But that Goat Digger song, everybody feeling that song, right? But the song kind of didn't make any sense because he kind of contradicted himself, I guess. You know, because he's talking about during the chorus. Or some people want to call it a hook. You know, she give me money when I'm in need, but then you talking about she's a Goat Digger. Like, which one is it?
Jamie Foxx hit the Ray Charles. Yeah, she's a Typhlin.
Right, you know.
Yeah, like, damn. But he's true. It's true, though. Everything Kanye
Which
said.
Which part is true?
18 years. She got your 18 years. Got you for all them kids. I was like, damn, that's what's up.
Got to get the lyrics right, man.
I don't know. I got to get the lyrics right. But all I'm saying is my pops, when I had my first kid, he played that shit. He said, 18 years. She got you for 18 years. This is probably they paying child support for one of his kids. It took too much to touch it.
You know what? I applaud him for bringing up a common subject and something that you don't hear rap songs like that where they talk about particularly like a gold digger or a woman after your money. So
I played that and cried every day.
I commend him on that. But
my baby mama got me for 18 years. The song, the ultimate gold digger.
The song didn't make any goddamn sense, but it's okay. So all right, let's look at a definition, right?
Hey, men could be gold diggers too.
No doubt, man. We're gonna get to that. Okay.
Would you?
You're trying to get to it now.
No, I mean you can get to whatever you're doing, but we got to keep in mind, sugar daddy's is a different subject though. We can call sugar daddies a different type of gold digger.
Well, a sugar daddy, that's a guy who he's kind of like a trick. He's like an older trick, right? And he gives money.
That's what
to
I'm saying.
Woman,
like,
right?
Don't get
typically younger woman.
With sugar mamas and sugar daddies. See, I like sugar mamas.
Oh,
but
well, yeah. That's
different.
We need
to not get confused between that and...
Oh, no, not at all, man.
Yeah.
So, all right, we got a person who dates others purely to extract money from them. In particular, a woman who strives to marry a wealthy man. So, very accurate definition, but we can flip that around.
Anna Nicole Smith. Oops, sorry. I don't mean to talk on the dead.
I'm just saying.
But I got to free my mind. Really.
That was so obvious. I mean, that guy was really old, right?
He like
that
about
guy
80
was,
years old.
Yeah, man. That guy was
and
really
she
old.
Was a porn star.
Right.
Big breasts. And you know she wasn't doing nothing for that 80-year-old limp dick.
Yeah, come on now. I
she
mean,
was getting money, though.
That was it. And then, like you said, there's fellas who be gold digging, too, like... you know, I think the Kevin Federline guy, right, who was with Britney Spears, right? I don't know. He came out of nowhere, came into her life, and he was a background dancer.
Nick Cannon.
Listen,
Mariah Carey had more money than him.
That doesn't necessarily declare him a gold digger because what was his intentions? Why was he with her? You know what I'm saying? Like, it could have been just a crush. He always wanted to be with Mariah Carey. I don't know how they hooked up, but...
She older than
I don't know. That doesn't necessarily mean he's a goat. Just because he's older than her, that doesn't mean he's a goat. You know, but no, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know about that one. I don't know. That's interesting, but I don't know about that. But you know, because of his intentions, you know. So, but I will say this. Like, you know what? Let's bring up the questions, right? We posted them on our Instagram page. Check out our Instagram, y'all. Freedom of Mind Podcast. Check out Freedom of Mind Podcast on Facebook as well. I believe we got a Twitter page and we got a YouTube page, but we ain't got nothing on them.
Hell,
so
I know that. I didn't know we was tweeting.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Hashtag
so.
Go yeah. Hashtag empty pockets.
That part.
So if we go over a little bit of the questions, right? So,
and fellas out there, if you successfully became a gold digger, I have so much to ask y'all. That's all I'm saying.
Like, yeah, you must want to learn some things.
I want to learn some things. I want to know what's the secret recipes, what type of pills you putting in her prescription bottles every night before she go to bed. Because you know that 60-year-old lady don't know what you're doing.
All right, so check this out. Should broke men be allowed to be in relationships? And what's your answer on that, bro?
I think if you slang good dick, you could be as broke as ever. Because you know what? There's investment in your dick. That's at the end of the day. To be honest, like, I seen a lot of broke motherfuckers get a lot away with a lot of things. Like, for example, he's a brother that's closest to me. Had a white girl. Uh-oh. Wait, let me not say that because I'm
trying to get that FICO score up. Okay.
I don't want to put smut on another motherfucker's name, and we won't say no names, but someone that's closest to me, you know, had a shorty. She was working or whatever. Now, you know, she funded a little bit for that month. You know, she gave him some money and, you know, helped him be all cozy and shit. You know, and at the end of the day, you give her that dragon D, especially a white girl that don't know no better. You know, she gonna fund your way through life.
You know?
So broke motherfuckers can be in a relationship.
You know.
But you gotta be slinging that iron.
I guess if you look more into the question, like, you know, he's broke. And, you know, it costs money to be in relationships and marriages.
Yeah, J-Lo said it, love don't cost a thing. Hell no, it don't cost a thing. You could be in love with him, but he's still broke sitting on your couch.
And she knows she full of crap because she knows she ain't going to date no broke-ass motherfucker. So, love do cost something.
Yeah, she like, you shit.
You don't knock it off?
Love cost this Louis Vuitton bag. You better go out and get it.
Exactly. And then she ain't going to be going around with some broke motherfucker, right? That's going to make her look bad, right? In her mind, right? So this is how we get to see how we get a little further into it, right? So, you know, and then this is people be getting me with the cliches. They say shit that sounds good. Just because it sounds good, and you know good and damn well, you don't practice what the fuck you just said. Now, this is what I'm talking about. Like, oh, you know, it doesn't matter. Love is love, and you know, he's broke, but you know, he's working on it. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people are like that. You know, you got women that got good hearts, and they believe in the man that they're in love with, or that they're interested in. You know what I'm saying? You got some women like that, but you got a lot of women they don't think like that.
It's a bad look. Even if roles were reversed and that dude had a job but the girl had no job, now he looking like a simp and she looking like a go-getter.
That is true.
You see what I'm saying?
That is true.
It's really crazy. Even the moms that the girls be dating these bum-ass motherfuckers, they be like, well, baby, he don't work. I don't know what you giving him, but he don't work.
Okay, see, now, and if you want to get into a bum-ass motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, that don't want to work, that don't want...
That's a broke-ass motherfucker. It's a yeah, man. Motherfucker. If you broke, then you a joke.
I think there's a difference between being broke and being a bum. You know what I'm saying? Like a bum, you don't want to do nothing for yourself. You want to try to get into other people's interests and sit on your motherfucking ass.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You
see what I'm saying?
Broke could be like down on your luck, just lost your
Absolutely.
Job.
Absolutely.
Oh, so yeah. So, I mean, if you're down on your luck, you just got lost a job. Look, if he just lost their job out there, females, I know y'all want my number. But anyways, if your man just lost his job, you know, give him a month. But if he's standing around with his dick in his hand every day and he's waiting around the house for you like a lost soul, you need to break up with him. And you need to get with me. My number is now.
All right, Mike Jones, giving out your number out in public. Okay, so... Definitely, man. And I don't know why she would continue to be with the guy. If it's an ongoing pattern, years is going on by, and then, oh, Lord, you got kids with him? Man, you know, it's, hey, you got to be like, what's that brother's name, OT Genesis? You got to cut it. You got to cut him loose, and you got to find more responsible brother. You know what I'm saying? You know, now
I want to get to the next question. Let me dig it up real quick. Okay, should jobless men with career women be considered a gold digger?
That's a lucky ass motherfucker. That's what I call him. That's a basketball husband. That's what that is.
And we kind of touched on it just now. You know what I'm saying? And with. You know,
no, I think
he's doing whatever he's doing physically.
To be honest, how I view it,
to get it right.
Most people will view it as a gold digging, but you never know what's going on within that relationship. Like, he might just be that smart brother to come from a 9-to-5, come from a hard life, and actually want something better for him. So he looks at the woman with a career. He looks at the woman with a nice Nissan that's off the lot, that she just came out of medical school. Like, there's certain brothers that look for that. I don't look for thoughts all the time. That's just, you know, that's just a few times I've done that. I don't look for them all the time. I like a girl that just came out of medical school. She got the pigtails in, you know. She's got cocoa butter skin.
She gotta have that hairstyle? Does she gotta have that hairstyle or?
She don't have to have
pigtails. Okay, all right, okay, all right.
But, you know, some of them, she got that nice cocoa butter skin. You know, I like that.
That's that Harley Quinn looking hairstyle, huh? You tell me, you describing a Harley Quinn or something, man?
I didn't mean pigtails. She could have braids. You know, she's got nice skin or whatever. She came out of medical school looking right. She's a lawyer. If you have something going on in your life, if you tell me, hey, I'm going to college, I'm like, oh, word up, I like that. You know, I like a woman with something that they have. They know what they're doing in life. You know,
how I answer that question or approach it is, first of all, is it ongoing? Is it a trend, right? Is it a brother who's intentionally looking for a woman with a good career and he ain't worth shit and he ain't even trying to get into the career? That's, again, a bum-ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
See, me.
And then it does fall into gold digging.
Yeah, absolutely. I would consider it. It just depends on their intentions, his intentions. If that's what he's trying to do intentionally, yeah, he's a gold digger.
If you're not trying to go beyond with her, then yeah.
Right? So,
let's go on with the third question, right?
Hey, gold digging is a professional occupation. I just want to point that out. Okay, that's a 9-to-5
job. It is. Just like panhandling. Yeah. Panhandling is unofficial,
the most sick and most
career.
Sick. Hey, this is going to get a little spicy for y'all.
Occupation.
This is going to get a little spicy for y'all. But the most nastiest thing, like, you got to think, man, this shit is a hard 9-to-5 job. Because women, man, they do whatever it takes to get them settlement and retirement checks. You know, because you look at wrinkly old white people in the face, man, you just got to think of their nutsack at the end of the day. They going to be cradling that
hairy. He naming some private body parts.
That hairy gray balls. But you got to, you know, tickle those balls to get that $300 for your kids, Jordan.
So that, and see, now you, it's getting into more like prostitution. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's
that's
not
another thing.
It's gold
with the gold digging. You know what I'm saying? Like, is it, you know, like a because it, listen, if the man knows what she's doing, he just don't give a fuck. He
what
like, so what if my woman,
man want with a 20,
you know what I'm saying? So is that like, or hold, my bad. All right. Escorting. Is that escorting?
No, it's gold digging. What else does a 60-year-old man want with a 25-year-old woman? He like, come here, baby. You say your kids need all them Jordans.
And she giving her body to him. That's what he mainly wants. He wants that young body. He wants that young tender.
That's what she's offering. That's her skill. Her special skills is she been good with lollipops.
That's what I'm saying.
Body. That's what I'm saying.
That ain't no prostitution.
She gold digging. She's getting money in return for services.
That's prostitution, bro.
She gold digging because she going back.
Okay, all right, okay.
She know his retirement.
You might got me there because okay, all right, because she's coming back.
Yeah.
And she lives with him. Okay, all right, okay.
She going to wait until that defibrillator kicks out and he start dying.
And in Nicole Smith style, okay,
she
yeah.
She's going to invest all that
All right, okay.
Yeah,
you
that's
got
gold
me there.
Digging for extreme.
Okay, so third question. Are women who date wealthy men gold diggers despite being wealthy themselves?
Oh, so the women is wealthy.
Yes, they both wealthy.
Nah, that's just Jay and Beyonce.
Again, I got to go with intention. So,
They probably just putting their money together to make a billion. Jay and Beyonce do the same thing.
But you got people where they got separate incomes. You got marriages, they got separate incomes, right? And then she could be like, why spend my money when I can spend his? And she not even trying to spend her money.
But what makes her not or he makes, she has that money.
He makes more money, but that's the perfect cover-up. That's the perfect cover-up. She's like, what are you talking about? I don't need your money. I got my own money.
Oh, you got me thinking now.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? He started noticing, you know, she's in my bank. She's in my account. But she ain't in hers at all. What's going on with this?
Hov, you better.
No. And that's not always the case. That's not always the case.
He got scared. He said, No,
man. Say, you know, I don't know what's going on with Jay-Z and Beyonce. You know what I'm saying?
That's, man, it's your boy, Young Hov.
That's not my place. But at the same time, I believe there's women out there who got their own income, who got good income, you know, they wealthy or whatnot. But or we think they are. You know what I'm saying? That whole Trump thing, Trump going around talking about he a billionaire, but that's your family. Your name, that's a billionaire. Your dumb ass ain't. But anyway, so you got people where you think they got money, but like, let's say like you got like a singer or a rapper, right? And she ain't quite hot like she used to be, right? And then she ran into a billionaire, and the person that we know, you know, to her how we know her, oh, she's just, you know, she's a singer, she got this great career, right? And then all of a sudden, right, check this out, and then all of a sudden she hook up with a billionaire, and then you don't hear from her ass. You're like, where'd she go? You know what I'm saying? So,
he just blew my mind, yo, because it's not the do-rag that's on tight right now. Yo, Gabriella Union and Dwayne Wade.
Hey.
Dwayne Wade make more money than her.
Oh, no doubt. That's NBA money he had.
The last movie I know she was in was Bad Boys 2, and that came out in 2002.
And she been in movies after that. You know what I'm saying? That was like the big. You know, she ain't been in like big movies or whatever.
Low
but
budget Tyler Perry films.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And then I don't want to throw.
I don't want to throw
the Rough Rider girl out there. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying?
He talk about bear paws on the team.
I just say the name, man. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. But you ain't heard from Eve in a long time.
Eve was sneaky too, cause she did just get a billionaire. She got a white billionaire.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? She do that black pussy on him. He was like,
oh, he didn't know what to do.
He said this shit was juicy though.
He did. Black of the berry, right? So
he deposited in his bank account.
Oh, man.
He got 99 problems, but the bank account ain't one.
On the real. Oh, hey, that's long money, man. You know, and she, and, you know. And
but so, we don't know. She's a nice girl at the end of the
right,
day.
Right.
You know, she could be with him.
You know, it could be love, you know. It could be love.
I'm sorry, I don't know what that is. It's because, I don't know. At the end of the day, it's just probably just me. But when I see a sister dating a white guy, I'm thinking, what the fuck is going on? You know, at the end of the day, like, they could love each other. It could be another Tyler Perry movie. But, so, I don't know. Like, you know, I really don't. Yeah. I can't say it's gold digging because you can't judge it right then and there that it's gold digging. That's what we have a problem with in this world. This is Epa's advice real quick.
Okay.
Do not judge when you automatically see that, because that could be love. That could be straight love right there. At the end of the day, he could have been a white boy from the ghetto, and she could have been up and successful. And he could have been driving her Mercedes. You know, you got to think of it like that. You know? I mean, I don't mean the ghetto. I mean the trailer park. So that's my advice for this segment. You know, don't judge a relationship. But if you kind of know, you know, your boy is 40 years old, and he's like, hey, man, you know, I met this young bad shorty from the club. She 23 years old,
he let you know,
man,
what he's doing.
She 23 years old, little Cubano chick, man. And, yo, she was throwing it back, son. And look at, she got two kids at home, man. You know, I helped her out with rent the other day. I'd be like, what? You said what? You helped her out with rent? Brother, you about to marry her or what? Like, nah, man, she needed a little bit of help, man, but I got her. I'm like, boy, you are 40 years old, she 23. You know, put some knowledge together. When you was in high school and graduating, she was just born. I said, if you don't get your nasty ass out of here, you getting gold digged. That's all I'm saying. That is
trick daddy right there, man. Like, y'all wanna know what a trick daddy is? It ain't trick daddy. A trick daddy is that.
She is gold digging his ass.
No, he tricking that ass. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I said, boy, what you think?
See, because gold diggers, they may not. You may not know that they gold diggers. Like, let's take. That's gold digger. Hold on. Let me give you a great example of gold digger too, and he didn't even know it. Right? It reminded me of Harlem Nights. Check this out. What's that girl name that was with that Kardashian dude? Black China, right? That was straight up gold. I mean, she followed the instruction book, the instruction manual from the index. Okay, like was on point, right? He didn't know what hit him.
Rob thought he gave her the best dick. I'm like, boy, if you don't look in the mirror, you are fat as fuck. You are fat as fuck with a fitted hat on.
She had to locate it, right? So this is the thing. You know, she got him real good. He probably didn't realize until after the kid.
She getting $20,000 a month, y'all, for child support.
Man.
Yo, I gotta read her book. For real.
She need to write a book. She ate real, that. She it was sell out like the Superhead book. I'm telling you. So.
Oh man, she's successful off of that shit. She don't even fuck with Tiger like that. You know, Tiger pay his little child support, whatever he need to do. Mm-hmm. She don't fuck with him like that. She fuck with Rob because she know he come from money. How did Rob not see that?
Man.
Come on, man.
That's the first thing you gotta ask yourself. What am I doing? No. The first thing you ask yourself, why would a bra like that be with a guy like me? That's the first thing you gotta ask.
And she ugly.
That's the first thing, right? Like, but it's not really her looks. It's really, first of all, you white, she's black. That's the first thing. And
you said that's the second, first thing.
That's to me. Yes, that is. Come on, man. This country ain't where it should be. I don't know why people going around acting like this country is where it should be and all that. Everybody getting along and then racism still going on and all kind of. Get the fuck out of here. Like I said, it comes down to support. Okay?
You got these
motherfuckers that live in the valley. They rich. Ain't no black people that stay around them like that. All of a sudden, they were black people. Get the fuck out of here. What is going the fuck on? Okay? So that's an alarm right there. I ain't saying anything's wrong with it. You can be whoever you want to be with, but there's reasons for everything.
Love who you love.
So
white girl started off.
That's the first question right there. What the fuck is this bra? Why does she even want to deal with me? That's first thing. Second thing is, let me find the real. Let me get the truth out of her. You know what I'm saying? Before and don't go any further. Don't go any further than that. Don't allow your heart to take over. Don't do that. So you gotta follow those couple instructions first.
And gold digging doesn't have a color. Like I seen white
girls. Oh no!
I seen white girls start off as little as high school teenagers, and they see the young black superstar that's on the football team or the basketball team, and they're with him and they look like peanut butter and mayonnaise together, and they high school sweethearts. He goes to college with her, and then eventually they get married and you have two kids. He has affairs. They break up. That shit's happened in the news multiple times. So gold digging doesn't have a color, and this shit starts off young.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh, they learn. They learn from their mammies. They learn from their aunties. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I see her doing that. Oh, I can do that. Or I might even do a little bit better.
I fuck the Kardashians. I don't give a fuck about them. Yo, their mom. That's the example right there.
Oh.
Their mom hooked up with Rob Kardashian, the lawyer.
Come on now.
And then afterward, their stepdaddy, he was an Olympic runner.
Come on now.
Runner.
She was after that money.
With his face on the Wheaties box.
And then we hear rumors about that OJ thing, right?
His face was on the Wheaties box. This motherfucker was making money in the 80s.
Come on now.
That's a pure example of gold digging. You know damn well that family had no money from our
family. And who learning, who taking one-on-one course classes firsthand. Without paying the money, without paying college tuition. Her daughters, right?
Saying.
Kim Kardashian, right? Come on now.
That's the ultimate gold digger right there.
Hey, I'm just saying. So.
Yeah, this is going to get a lot of ladies heated. Be like, I love him for me.
You know?
Like, nah, bitch, you need your rent done. That's what you need.
On the real. And you know, and you know what? What have I learned today, right? This is what I learned today. You right. You got a lot of brothers or a lot of men that do that too. They be gold digging too, and they do that. And there's different levels to it. And definitely something I learned today. I didn't look at it from that perspective.
I learned the same. I learned a lot to where, like, I do feel bad for anybody getting finessed. You know, we call it finesse, but, you know, the term is gold digging. You know, I feel bad because, you know, sometimes you see them old players like Uncle Earl and them in the club talking about, And this 22-year-old, she throwing my back out. You know, she got all them damn kids that want juice boxes every day and all that. And they not even getting played. They just getting their money taken away from them. And they be hyped up. You know, the girls be telling them, I love you, Big Daddy, all that shit. And these little old folk, these little old uncle players, they think that they actually in a relationship. They might love this girl. And she just playing them for the money.
Yeah, you know? Straight up. And think it's cute. And you got Cardi B going around bragging, talking about she drugging brothers and all that and stuff, and getting their money and all that or whatever on some whole next level shit right there.
I don't know nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you talking about
Cardi B is a one night girl. You know what I'm saying? She that type to only be for one night.
And you paying her just for one night? I ain't paying you for no more than that. No more time than that.
I'm not paying her nothing but a pack of Newports and some Jolly Ranchers, because that's what her pussy price is.
Pussy looking like Arby's. No, you know, I got a lot of love for Cardi B, man. I love you,
Cardi B. Like,
whatever.
You are sexy at the end of the day, but you got too much makeup done. Like, to be honest, I like a natural type.
And you got to give brothers something to respect, because brothers might see you only as that, as we explain. You know what I'm saying? You know, ladies, y'all gotta give some a man to respect, so he won't think of you as the trick or whatever. Because if you respectful, he wouldn't even think about coming at you like that. Or he might try, and then he'll learn quickly, okay, she don't get down like that. With all this gold digging and tricking and all that stuff we're talking about. All right? So, signing off, y'all. Freedom of mind.
How does it feel to be free now? Come back for more Freedom of Mind.